Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unlimited selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. This is, of course, the way sports talk radio should be. And trolling or rolling with our man Martin Weiss, fellow colleague here at Fox Sports, will be at the bottom of the hour. Keep it locked for that. But Rob, let's go back to the NCAA college basketball situation, our championship game last night. UConn, congratulations on winning its fifth national championship, five in the last 25 years. They have the most in the last 25 years. And, Rob, they've got now – they're tied for the fourth most in college basketball. UCLA with 11, number one. Kentucky with 8, number two. North Carolina with 6, number three. And then Duke, Indiana, and UConn tied at fourth with 5 apiece. Duke, of course, got those under Mike Krzyzewski. Was not a tremendous program before him. And then, of course, UConn's done the same thing with Jim Calhoun over the last 25 years. Indiana did most of its winning 2 championships right before we were born. And then the great Bobby Knight won 3 championships for them. But Rob G, the numbers, we're talking about the ratings. Yeah. Tell us about the ratings. They really weren't that good.
Yeah, I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Now, officially, the Final Four semifinal games, which were on CBS, averaged 12.34 million viewers, which sounds like a lot, right? Until you consider that they're down 17% from last year's Final Four semifinals, which all aired on cable. So that's a big number. Now, in addition, this came out earlier this afternoon, sports TV ratings, which is unofficial, it should be noted, they, even though they are a reputable website, until we see the actual Nielsen ratings, you got to kind of take it as you wish.
Right.
They reported today that San Diego State-UConn national champion game averaged 14.7 million viewers last night for CBS, which is down 19% from last year's championship game, again, which aired on cable. And that 14.7 million, if that's accurate, would be the lowest for a men's national championship game, whether on broadcast or cable. The prior all-time low was in 2018, Villanova, Michigan, which was on cable. And the lowest for a broadcast game on CBS was UConn, Georgia Tech in 2004.
That's why UConn's not a blue blood. They've had 2 of the worst rated championship finals. I just did that for you, Chris. But that was just for you. That was just
I'm about
you.
Winning.
No, that's about you. I'm just saying they didn't win in the ratings. I'm just trying to tell you, UConn. People don't know what that is. What is UConn? I know because I went to college in Connecticut. But anyway, Chris, I've said this before. I called it the final flop, and it lived up to everything we thought it would, which was once you got those 3 Cinderellas in, people talk a big game. They want parity. They want everybody to win. Let's spread the love. No, what we like are dominant teams, really good teams with good players. That's what we really want more. And if a really good team, Chris, wins 3 championships in a row, we can appreciate it because they're so good and they're put together. You don't want a champ just anybody can win and, it doesn't matter. And every year there's a different champion because nobody's really good. That's what this tournament was about. This was nobody was really that good except for UConn. because they were a step above. That's why there was no question they were going to win the championship once they got into the Final Four with the other three schools. And Ephraim can say all he wants. Ephraim Salama was on earlier in the show, and that this is college.
San Diego State alum.
Exactly, and I get it. I mean, for his school, and he went to San Diego State, and you feel proud, but it's not good for college basketball. And the powers that be are shaking in their boots if this is what college basketball is going to look like. Because on a Monday night, Chris, with not a lot going on, some
the
baseball
NBA
games.
The NBA play games.
The NBA
to
totally steps aside.
Right.
Exactly. No other games or baseball games, right, on a Monday night. But people would turn away from their games to watch the national championship. It's only one night. It's not a series. It's one night. So could you turn away from your baseball for one night to watch the national championship game? Absolutely. And people still rejected it. Because it's not enough that it's just a college basketball championship. You don't want to watch it regardless. It's about the big names. It's about the players. And I get it, Chris. Most of the best players in college basketball are in other venues, not in college basketball, because they're not sticking around. So I get that. But this Cinderella idea and this love for it, and everybody thought how great it was, it's not great. And again, the people have spoken saying it's not great.
My thing is this. I don't know if it's about the Cinderella. I agree with a lot of what you said. I mean, certainly it probably has something to do with it. But I would suggest that let's remember, I pointed out the kid last night. Martin, what was his name? Noel, Rob G, what was the kid's name? The point guard from Kansas State. Kansas State is anything but a blue blood, right? Not a mid-major because it's, you know, it's a big program, but it's right. Not a great basketball program. If he had been able to lead his team to the Final Four, I'm not saying they would have broken records, but I think the ratings would have been better. I think people would have wanted to see this kid. They know his story, and he was putting up these big numbers, and they would have wanted to see it. And Rob, what if it had been chalk? Chalk would have been Alabama, Houston, Purdue. Not a powerhouse among them.
Yeah, but in the Alabama situation, because of all the news of what happened with the incident,
you think
there,
they would have tuned in because of that?
I just think that there would have been like some name recognition with
okay,
what, like they let him play the kid's name.
Brandon Miller.
They let Brandon Miller play, Chris, despite him giving a gun allegedly to the guy who killed somebody.
Right.
Like there's a big story there. What? And as they got to the Final Four, got to the championship, the story would be like this guy was allowed to play because he was this great,
right,
and most people wouldn't. And that would have I'm sparked people's curiosity.
Would you agree with that? But yeah, I'll give you that. But let's say it was just your average year where there was no controversy like that, no scandal.
Right.
I mean, nobody would have known the kids from Alabama for the most part. And heck, Brandon Miller, and look, he might be a great NBA player. Scored 0 points in his first NCAA game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Scored
that
9 in his third. 19 in the second, 9 in the third. I just think that even if you, Houston, okay, people know Marcus Sasser, kinda, sorta. Like Purdue, they got the 7'4 kid. Rob, we talked about it with the women. I get it, the men's game is certainly more entrenched. People are more into the schools than they are with the women. But people still want to see either great transcendent players, which you don't typically get anymore in the college game because yep, they leave after their freshman, right? If they're that great, they leave after their freshman year. Unless they come in and light it up right away like Zion Williamson did. Or they want to see like kind of that Cinderella, Rob, probably also needs to have like a player. That's just, wow, everybody's like, oh, did you see this kid? He's got 18 assists and 20 points. And, you know, like, again, word spread about Caitlin Clark. You need that with the men, too. And, Rob, I don't know. You're right. Blue Bloods, more people will tune in because of the schools. But I'm just wondering, in general, is college basketball facing some issues because you don't have those star transcendent players as much as you used to.
You know what? You might be right. It's a bigger issue. And then even the Blue Bloods with Coach K retiring and some of these other coaches, yep. they don't even have that to fall back on. Well, you know what I mean? Well, Coach K, I want to watch
right.
Coach K's
right.
team. Like that's going away too. So it's in a transition period. But the whole idea, Chris, of how great the Cinderella story was for the NCAA, that still could have been alive. Like people, why weren't people just looking into it, saying, "Hey, maybe I want to watch this San Diego. A mid-major might win. They won on an exciting buzzer beater, right, to get to the championship.
Right?
Why not tune in for that? But people just took a pass on it.
Yeah, and like I said, the game. I mean, outside of an absolute, you know, demolition where they won by 30, 40 points. It was just the game, Rob, had no drama whatsoever. I mean, UConn got out to a 10-point lead, and it just basically stayed there.
Yep.
You know, they increased a little.
They cut,
you know,
and then they cut it down about five or six, and then they just ran it right back up.
Like, there was no ebb, like, no, you know, switching leads, and no, it was just a bad situation. Obviously, we watched it, and I watched it, but it was boring because – you know, it didn't have any type of drama. No lead changes, no nothing after the first few minutes. So,
right.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you think the men's college basketball game, you know, did the championship ratings that were low, historically low, prove that people don't want to see Cinderella? They want the Blue Bloods. They want the typical championships, the powerhouses in the finals, not Cinderella. It's your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios and brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Cinderellas and the Final Four. The men's ratings were historically low. And Rob Parker's blaming the Cinderellas. What say you?
What'd you say I said?
You blame the Cinderellas.
Yes, I'm blaming the Cinderella. Ratings. Obi in Los Angeles. Let's start there. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing
good,
great.
Man. How are you?
All right. So I want to wave a pom-pom. I did attend the University of Connecticut from 85 to 90, and at that time we were terrible. Worst basketball team in the Big East when the Big East was at its pinnacle.
Right.
And my brother, by the way, went to Southern.
You know, is that right? Like me?
Yeah. That's right.
Southern Connecticut A&G?
Whatever.
No, Tex?
There you go. There you go. Mr. Broussard, lay off up there.
I know, right? Come on.
So anyway, I think it's more so the lack there was no star power than the Cinderella issue because nobody even heard of UConn 25 years ago. I mean, like, again, when I went there, they were horrible. They were actually the worst team in the Big East. And actually, they thought about leaving the Big East. That's how bad they were. So I think when you get star power, that makes a bigger difference. Thank you for taking my call. You guys have a great day.
Now, look, Jim Calhoun, good call. Jim Calhoun built them, Rob, into – people can say what they want about him, but he built that program from scratch.
Yeah, he had some issues at the end. That was
he did. But he built that program from scratch, and it's a powerhouse.
It's you know what's crazy, Chris? Can I give you, this is how far back we go. So I told you I covered St. John's when Mark Jackson played, yep. Lou Carnesecca was the coach, Bill Wennington, all those guys. And I remember doing a little story, on UConn. And guess who I interviewed? Jim Calhoun, I want to say, Chris, it was his first year, and Cliff Robinson.
Yep.
I remember interviewing those two guys standing together. Me and Cliff talked about it years later when he, you know, played for the Pistons. Right. Uncle Cliffy. But can you imagine Jim Calhoun and Cliff Robinson? I don't know what year that was. That had to be in the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, you could. That's when the Big East was a powerhouse and UConn was in the cellar. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Rob G, what do you think? Let's get to the Blue Bloods. Like I said, to me, UConn has to be considered a Blue Blood now. Where are you at on the Blue Bloods, Rob G?
I don't think I agree with Rob. I don't think Blue Bloods is a club you can just get joined into. Like I don't.
Well, they
I don't
they had
that.
To win five championships.
No, I understand that, but I think that in the same way that you wouldn't necessarily declare like the Chicago Bulls a blue blood of the NBA, even though they got six. Like it's the Lakers and the Celtics. Like that's it. That's the list. You know, it's the New York Yankees
and the
Red Sox.
I don't know, because some people would put the Knicks in there.
And the Dodgers.
Some people would put the Knicks in there. It depends on what you're looking at, blue bloods. Like I do think that part of, like, I thought
Bulls
Jordan.
The Bulls aren't blue bloods. In the
no, but he turned them into.
No, but they turned them into a winning
team, flagship franchise in the NBA.
But they're not a blue blood. I'm with Rob G. Like the Bulls, despite, and Chris, there's the argument against.
So who are the blue bloods in the NBA? The teams that were the first, you know, that are were the first teams to start the league?
A lot of them are. A lot. I mean, I'm just. I mean,
first of all, he said there's only two.
I would say. I
mean, 2 out of 30 is a pretty big number. If you think, if there's only like 5 in college basketball and there's 150
schools. Right, and there's 1,000, right, 100, 200 schools, right?
I don't think the blue blood concept even is appropriate for the pros, at least the NBA. I've never even heard, I've only heard it applied to colleges.
Right, but I just think we're saying, despite the winning, it doesn't just elevate you into blue blood territory. And you just heard Obi, who went to UConn, and he said the program was awful when it first started.
Yeah, it was,
I don't know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so I remember that.
Here's a question, Chris. Using your logic, if Georgia football wins two more championships, are they a blue blood of college football now?
Not two. No.
Well, they'd have what, well, four or five?
They are a great
but not a blue blood
program. But
it's Alabama, it's USC, it's Ohio State. Like that's it.
USC.
Right? USC is a blue blood of college football.
Chris,
there
all
was
the
no,
great players that went
no
to USC.
There was bigger fan of USC growing up than me.
How many teams did you root for?
I wanted to be
Ohio State, Michigan,
and Iowa, as you know. I wanted to be the next great tailback at USC. I loved J. Anthony Davis, obviously before me, O.J. Simpson, Charles White. Like that would they were tailback you. I was into all of that. But come on. I mean, like you gotta sustain something for a while. I mean, Indiana, Rod, have you ever seen Indiana? You weren't even born when Indiana won a championship, its last championship. They're a blue blood?
Historically,
you got a whole generation.
It's a history thing, Chris. It's not just what have you done for me lately.
Blue bloods is not, like I said, there's no official definition. It's you know it when you see it. And when I see UConn, winner of 5 national championships, they're a blue blood. If a kid says UConn is recruiting me or I'm going to UConn, you're like, yo, dude is nice.
No, you don't have the same feel. You
if
go,
you
UConn,
that,
where is that?
No, you don't. No,
right, Rob G?
Don't
that's
belittle
right.
UConn.
And by the way, Chris, there is
don't
a definition
belittle UConn
for blue blood.
Like that.
There is a definition.
No, but it's a
go
mythical
ahead. What is
thing.
It?
It's not an official list.
A blue blood is a real thing. We just apply it to sports. A blue blood as defined by the dictionary.
Let's hear it.
A person of noble birth. You don't become noble later. Like you got to be in it or you're not. That's it.
That's like
really?
that's what I
are
said
the
about
Obama
the Ivy League
family,
schools.
Is the Obama kids are they blue bloods?
No.
I'd say so.
No.
I'd say they are.
No, you got to be born in like Virginia where
now you saying
bloods.
No black people could ever be blue blood.
No, they're not.
In this country.
That's got to be racist.
We got black blood. I'm saying that's what I'm asking you.
Like all the
you
people
gotta
who came on.
You got to open it up. You got to open it up. We're not slaves to history.
I'm not
no
saying
pun
we're slaves, but I don't think we're blue blood.
No, I don't mean slaves. I don't even mean it. The Obamas.
They're blue bloods?
Yeah. Now going forward. Their kids are in this country. Their kids will be quote unquote royalty going forward. I mean, I don't. And Rob, UCLA, I get all the great history. How many championships have you seen UCLA win, Rob G?
One.
Okay, that's a blue blood though.
That is.
That's freaking 35. They won one championship
that,
in the last. It was great. Okay. In the 60s and 70s.
How many
54 years old.
How many
and I remember one ring.
Did Alabama win in between Bear Bryant and Nick Saban?
Thank you. Zero.
Oh, and Alabama fell off.
But
nobody was thinking about Alabama for a while.
They're still a blue blood.
Now they are because of Nick Saban.
No, oh did God. They fall out during that 10 years
so,
or 15 years?
So they were a blue
years?
Blood,
yeah,
and
did.
Then they went back
nobody
to red, and now they're back to blue.
Them.
They changed.
A blue blood is the team, like, yo, they, like, they're noteworthy. They're great. We you get recruited by them, you must be the bomb. That's a blue blood.
See, Rob's got it right with like his Hall of Fame. Rob's Hall of Fame definition should be applied to blue bloods. You're either a Hall of Famer or you're not. You're either
right.
A blue blood or you're
UConn
not.
UConn is a blue blood.
You don't get to add it later and then lose it and then come back. It doesn't work that way.
That's not what a blue blood is.
It actually does.
No.
Y'all don't know. Y'all need
we
to
got
look
you
it
two
up.
To one.
Look up blue blood in the dictionary. All right, it's the iCouple trolling and rolling with Martin Weiss is next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the TireRack.com studios, he is a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Martin and VJ is the show, 7 to 10 Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, every Saturday night right here on FSR. It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling. And just in case it's your first time hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If you like the story that I read, you'll hear if Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you'll hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if you don't like it, like I didn't like that snide comment from Rob Parker after the nice introduction from my man B. Finn,
oh, man. Hey.
You know that's all done with love. You know how I operate. I mean, that's just, I give tough love.
All right. You know what, Chris? I'm sorry. Matter of fact, I texted Rob Parker 2 weeks ago. I had a gift for him.
I'm coming to get it.
Yeah, he's coming to get it. I'll be waiting. I'm going to put a Christmas bow on it at a time. I didn't speed your movie.
I'm going to come get it. It's just been a crazy time. Life is so busy. Baseball season started. I'm coming. I'll get it.
All right.
Thank you.
The Baltimore Ravens and me and Rob Parker at odds. The Baltimore Ravens and their quarterback also at odds. The organization made a move today, though, that Lamar Jackson may like. Reports say the Ravens have offered Odell Beckham Jr. a contract, but of course, we're all still waiting for the other shoe to drop in the Lamar negotiations. Chris, trolling or rolling, the Ravens offering up this contract before locking up Lamar?
I'm a trolling it.
Hey.
If Lamar Jackson's not there, I mean, they probably didn't offer OBJ a lot of money, but still, I mean, what do you need OBJ for? Like, if they were to make a trade with the Colts for the number 4 pick. I mean, you got a young rookie quarterback, probably Will Levis or Anthony Richardson, so they're going to need a long time to develop. OBJ, you know, I don't know that he would fit their timeline. He wouldn't, in my opinion. And if you think, oh, this is going to attract Lamar, the only thing that's going to attract Lamar, as much as he may respect OBJ, is dollars. All right? So that if they think that's going to do it too, that's wrong. So, yeah, I'm trolling it.
I'm rolling it.
They see rolling me rolling.
They're just trying to throw a little carrot out there, entice the man, let him know, man, we're trying to do something for you. You know, we need another receiver. He's a high-profile guy. Man, look at what we're trying to do. I get what they're trying to do. I'm with you, Chris. I don't think it's going to work because of the money situation, but I don't have an issue with them. They need a receiver, a big-time receiver, and maybe Odell doesn't have as many offers as people might have thought from before.
Trolling and rolling, a couple of Fox Sports Radio. If you ask people who the best player in the league is right now, most say Giannis. You ask people who the best team in the league is right now, most say Milwaukee. Somehow, though, the best player on the best team is third in the MVP odds behind Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic. Chris, trolling or rolling, MVP voters are bored of Giannis' success.
That's a good question. I'm going to roll with that.
They see me rolling.
I'm a voter, and I'm considering Giannis. I'm gonna do my whole ballots and everything on Saturday.
So he'll get your and two votes.
He might get my vote. I'm looking at him or Embiid, and Jokic is still there, but I'm really down to Embiid and Giannis for number one. And I know I've never been like best player on the best team, but under the circumstances, I mean, Giannis has been without his best player, his second best player, perennial all-star Chris Middleton, for most of the season, and they still got the best record. His numbers are phenomenal. He's the best defender of the threesome. And I don't know why he's not getting more love overall. I'm not saying he's got to win it or be the front runner, but it seems like he's a distant third behind Jokic and Embiid, whichever one you know you have first. So yeah, I think it must be some type of fatigue, which doesn't make sense because he hadn't won it in 2 years. But it just doesn't make sense to me why he's not in higher consideration.
Yeah, I'm trolling that idea.
Oh, man. Hey.
You know, I hear that voters fatigue and people get tired of it. I just think that there's a statistical numbers that people look at, and it's not about voters fatigue. The reason that the Joker was even in there is because his numbers were better than they were a year ago when he won. And when Giannis won his second one, his numbers were better the second year than it was his first year. I think it's just logical. I don't think it's fatigue.
Trolling and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Nets blew it up, and they'll be in the Eastern Conference playoffs. So former point guard Kyrie Irving is on the outside looking into the West right now in Dallas. And Kevin Durant, he's barely played with the Suns and may not get much more time as Phoenix locks into the fourth seed. Chris, trolling or rolling, Phoenix resting its starters, locking up the fourth seed.
I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
Kevin Durant has played like 6 games with the Suns. I mean, come on, like, really? Even if he plays the full 10 that they have, you know, they have a few left, that's still, you know, testing history and logic and common sense and conventional wisdom to think a team that's had 10 games together can win the West or win the championship. So I just think they need to get as much chemistry as they can. I know, look, it's gone swimmingly. They're 6-0. Durant looks great. They're clicking. But still, the more court time, the better in real game. So they need to keep playing as far as I'm concerned.
And give me that again, because I got kind of confused there at the end.
Trolling or rolling, Phoenix resting its starters after locking up the 4 seed.
Yeah, I'm with Chris on this one. I'm trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
They just haven't played a lot. I know Kevin Durant could play with anybody because of his style of play, and it seemed like he could just mesh, but you would think that they would want to get just a little more, you know, and I don't know. Are they afraid that people are going to get hurt? I mean, they got Chris Paul, they got Kevin Durant, and they got insurance in the ambulance business. So maybe that's what it is. I'm just saying.
Like Chris Broussard said, history, logic, common sense, and conventional wisdom. Like, that's a long list.
That's a four.
Mark Weiss, before you go, is UConn a blue blood?
He answered what? It.
Four national titles in my lifetime in Indiana, that's for sure.
Well, Indiana, you probably never seen them win a championship.
That's not what makes a blue blood, Martin. Do you know what the definition of a blue blood is?
I'm telling
Martin,
you this. I understand.
You're right.
Look, you could have the blue bloods and you want it to be like the original six in hockey where it doesn't matter anymore. Or you want it to be the fabric of college basketball.
My man.
Like the teams that really matter. Come on,
Kick
Parker.
It.
Do better.
He dropping bars.
Chris,
bars.
Chris is just like when he's young newbie talk show host who think everything that happened last week is better than anything that's ever happened in the world.
1987.
All right.
1987, Rob.
You need to have some fabric in this world.
I was a sophomore in college when Indiana won his last championship, and that's a blue blood? Stop it. Stop
UConn.
It.
Nobody even knows.
Colleges is the professors, not the blue blood.
Nobody even knows where Stores, Connecticut is.
You
stop
keep
it.
Saying that. Everybody knows UConn.
Where's Stores, Chris?
Bloomington's got nothing but direct flights.
I've been to Stores. Had
I've been to Stores
time.
Too, but usually dollar stores. But that's another story.
All right, that's our man Martin Weiss. Thank you, man. Great job. Check him out every Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific. With VJ Husky, Martin and VJ. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And that was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, the Lakers playing the Jazz tonight. Obviously, they should win. Utah not even trying to win anymore. They've lost 6 or 7. And the team they beat was the Spurs, who definitely aren't trying to win.
Spurs aren't trying to win at all, huh? I mean, it's tank city.
Everybody trying to get Victor Wembanyama. Rob, 7'5". They say he's taller than they were reporting. He's 7'5". Are you concerned about... he hasn't had injury problems to this point, but obviously 7'5", most guys.
No,
that
I'm scared. I'm scared of those
issues.
Guys. Yeah, they seem to be brittle. Like I we're not trying to.
I think it's more foot issue. You know what I mean? He's thin. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's a rail, but I just think it's more probably the foot. And remember, look how many. We talked to Kerry Kittles and other ex NBA players about it. Like, he's going to play a lot on the perimeter. I mean, just today's NBA, you got to be moving a lot more.
Right. He's not, hunkered down in the paint.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
And nobody really is anymore. So, You know what I mean? It's not like he's going to be defending on the block for 40 minutes and posting up for 40 minutes. He's going to be moving, sliding his feet. I hope the dude, he looks like, Rob, he could be incredible. But hopefully it won't be an issue with his health.
Yeah, you hope not. I mean, I'm sure that anybody who gets him is happy. And I don't know, where's the race with the Pistons and the Spurs? I mean, the Pistons have lost a gazillion games. Who's in the lead for
them?
Well,
Pistons
right now
have the worst record in the league.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah. The Spurs are right there. It's the Pistons, the Spurs, Charlotte, Orlando. I mean, Orlando's not nearly as bad as those other teams. It's really who knows, though? You still, we've seen fourth and fifth teams with the fourth or fifth best or worst record get the pick. But right now, Detroit is the worst record, Houston second worst, and San Antonio third. Of those teams, Rob, I would prefer him go to Houston. They already got a nice young, they're not winning, but Jalen Green and Jabari Smith and Alex Singh June, and like they got some nice young talent. You know, you can have too much young talent, Rob. You know what I mean? Because everybody's trying to establish themselves, and it can really mess up your chemistry. But San Antonio, Rob, they thinking he could be the next Tim Duncan. And that's what they're looking for. And you know that team, they've had like Popovich, Kawhi Leonard didn't want to stay there. But Duncan was that superstar who, you know, didn't mind Popovich yelling at him, being coached hard, their culture. And same thing with Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, international guys. I think they think Victor Wembanyama is like, he could be that next guy for them. Look, Detroit's been a great franchise over the years, Rob, but I don't know. It's so bad there. I guess he turned it around, so it wouldn't be that bad. But yeah, what do you
remember? Cade's missing all year, so I mean they have a couple pieces.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They you made put him a with trade Cade for Wiseman and Wiseman. They made the trade for Chris. That wouldn't be bad.
When they
would
still
it?
Got Ivy, Jaden Ivy. I mean they got some young guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like that would be a bonanza for.
And
Detroit.
That's been a good program. It would. I you know. So your pick would be Detroit.
Yeah, I think that could work there. I really could.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Charlotte, of course, another one. Like I said, they got a lot more wins than some of these other teams. But LaMelo Ball and Wembanyama, that MJ might reconsider selling.
I doubt it.
If he gets that. Or wait. I mean, it could boost. I tell you what, if I got Wembanyama and I'm Charlotte, if I'm Jordan, I'm waiting. If he's really intent on getting out, I would still wait. Don't you think the value of that franchise would?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be a smart business move. Just to
like.
Speaking of which, I want to see that movie, Air. What is it called? Air? You know, story about Jordan. Does that intrigue you? It looks good to me.
A little bit, yeah. I haven't heard. I want to hear the reviews. A little bit. It has intrigued me. Because, you know,
they don't have, you know, he's like not in it at all. Like I guess you only see like the back of him. Not even him, but, you know, an actor playing him.
Right.
It's more about the pursuit. Right. But it looks good. Sonny Vaccaro, we've had him on the show. It's kind of like about him and stuff. But, I mean, that was revolutionary, Rob.
It was, no doubt. And one last thing real quick, please check out MLB Network tomorrow. MLB Bro makes his debut, Chris, 9:50 a.m. Eastern.
I never miss it.